New York Central Park is the most popular city park in the United States. It was first opened to the public in 1858, and now over 40 million people visit there each year. One continuing problem for the park's staff is how to deal with trash. By the 1980s, there were 1,000 huge trash cans all over Central Park for visitors. However, these cans quickly filled up with trash. Staff drove around in trucks to remove the trash from the cans on a daily basis. In some areas of the park, the trucks had to drive over the grass. This caused damage to the park's natural environment. In recent years, the staff has been working hard to improve the management of trash. They have been using 86 gasoline-powered trash carts to collect the trash. These small carts are better than the trucks that were previously used because their lightweight doesn't do much damage to the environment. However, they are noisy and the gas causes air pollution. In 2010, the park introduced recycling. And more recently, it purchased 56 electric-powered trash carts to replace the gasoline ones. The electric carts are not only quieter, but they are also better for the environment as they don't release any harmful gas. A New York businessman, Arnold Sachs, helped to pay for them. Mr. Sachs, who rides his bicycle through Central Park every day, said he didn't like seeing the noisy, smelly gasoline carts. He wanted to help the staff to clean up the park and protect the environment. Other parks in New York City, as well as around the United States, are now looking at better ways to collect trash. Central Park is not only one of the country's best-loved parks, but it is leading the way in better trash management.